It's the Shipping Container talking to you on a Tuesday, but we are not talking to you on a Tuesday. This is an odd setup. Billy, what the hell are we doing?
Okay, so we're trying something a little bit different that I think is going to not work out the way we intended it to. So we're taping this on a Monday with Greg Cody for Greg Cody Tuesday. Yeah. And we wanted to try having the last 5 minutes of the game or so, the Heat game going on, and us kind of just reacting to the game and doing the show, the local hour. And then a couple things happened. Number one, I said stupidly, you know, the Heat are doing a really bad job of making the last 5 minutes interesting. So then we moved it up. And we're like, we'll just do the whole fourth quarter and we'll have that be the local hour.
Because they were losing. They were losing big.
So. They were losing by like 16 or something when I said it. And I was like, yeah, this is gonna stink, right? And then when we come to the fourth quarter, the Heat now have the lead. So we're going to have the Heat winning for the whole fourth quarter. But another thing that we've realized is that at the very least, I'm like a good minute behind somehow. I don't know if everyone else is at the same speed, but I'm talking and I don't know what the score is because I'm a minute behind everyone else.
Right now, there's 9 minutes and 45 seconds left and the Heat are up by three in the fourth quarter. So, Greg, do play-by-play. Yeah. Do your best Eric Reed right now.
The Miami Heat up in the bubble, it's 87-84. See, my voice is such.
Yeah.
What happened to my Eric Reed? I got to have a higher register to do a credible Eric Reed.
You just made me sad. You're never going to do Eric Reed again.
I mean, not unless I can get this rasp out of my voice.
Now, we talked about this on the show yesterday, as in Monday, even though we've just told you that we're taping this currently on a Monday. And we talked about the digital fans, and something that I'm trying to figure out is that there are empty seats. So are those seats assigned to people and they've just walked away from their computer or their phone, or were those just unassigned? Like, why is it that there are seats in this fake digital crowd that are empty?
Right. I've noticed a couple times that the fans seem to know when they're on the screen, because sometimes they'll start like really waving at the camera when it's on them. So
you know what I think it is? I think, and I could be wrong, I think that the majority of these people are watching it on their computer, right? So they see the game, and then it's probably like this Zoom link, right? Except
right.
It's like a shared screen thing where you're watching the game and you see yourself. So if they're looking at the game, they see like, oh my God, look, I'm showing up in the back, and they just start waving like crazy.
Greg, why are you not watching the game right now? You're in your office.
I can't. We had an electrical storm here, and my satellite went out.
Oh, wow. Are you okay?
Yeah, I was struck by lightning actually, but it didn't hurt that much.
So you're having a worse storm today than for the actual hurricane.
Don't get me started on that. Mm. Boy.
Can we get you started on that? What happened?
Yeah,
we talked about this a little bit in the Greg Cody Show podcast that dropped Monday. Yes. And subscribe, rate, and review. I overprepared for a hurricane and barely got a puff of wind. And so the day after the hurricane, my younger son, Michael, and I are spending an hour and a half re-putting everything that we'd taken in. And I was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed because I've lived through Hurricane Betsy, you know, and anybody who Googles Hurricane Betsy is going to know what I mean.
What is over-preparing for hurricane for Greg entail? Like, do you have the accordion shutters? I'm assuming you don't have like the big sheets of like plywood that you have to like drill into your house.
No, I did at one time, but we have impact windows now. So the windows I don't worry about, but everything else, you know, my backyard is full of hanging plants and little stuff any self-respecting hurricane would blow to smithereens.
I remember the hurricane that passed by, what was it, last year, that we were all kind of like, oh, man, we prepared and all this craziness. And then it actually, like, destroyed and ravaged the Bahamas. And we were like, bad luck saying that we wish it would have come this way from what it did to the Bahamas. So it's always a weird place to be, right? Because you, like, you try and make sure that you're super ready, and then nothing happens. And then the letdown almost makes you feel bad, and then you realize, oh no, wait, this is actually a good thing.
Yeah, I remember feeling something like that even with when Hurricane Andrew ravaged Homestead. You know, part of you wanted to say, oh, thank God it didn't hit us. But when you say that, it's as if you're not giving proper respect to the poor people who whose lives were turned upside down, you know.
So, Greg, where you guys live, you guys were not as directly affected by Hurricane Andrew?
No, we got it peripherally. I mean, we got strong winds, My brother's...
Didn't a big tree fall on my bedroom during Andrew?
I think it did. Yeah, I think we lost a pretty big tree, stuff like that. So we got peripherally hit, but man, not like...
And this is super inside too for like the, you know, handful of people that are going to remember Hurricane Andrew and understand like what that actually means. I was a year old and I actually, my parents were in the Bahamas when Hurricane Andrew came through and they weren't able to leave because of the storm. So my parents are in the Bahamas. I'm at my grandparents' house in a closet under a mattress at a year old. And that's what they tell me. And they're like, yep, it was crazy. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Jeez.
Yeah. What happened to Kyle Lowry's eye? Like, yeah. He's taking this worse than Rey Mysterio, who lost an eyeball in a match a couple weeks ago.
I know. They seem to be reviewing it too. So we got,
he looks like he was barely grazed.
I know. 6 minutes, 56 seconds left, tie game. I want to do a couple play-by-plays at some point. I want to see how good I am at it.
Can we do play-by-plays? Is that legal? Can
I mean, because we're releasing it in post. Hell yeah, we're doing it.
It's care. A day later. Here's the strange thing about this this concept that we came up with for today, right? Like, so this is kind of like when we used to do the like the watch party type thing, like for the national championship and the NBA finals. Except no one's actually watching this live with us, and this is going to be for a game that's now going to be a day old that everyone will know how it ended and what the results were. So I don't know that this – while this seemed like a good idea, I don't know that this is going to be a thing that we do more than once.
I think the only way there's a payoff here and this is good is if we get like a buzzer beater of some sort.
Yeah.
Like that's the only way. We probably should have just done like the final minute of the game. But we could just talk, you know. I will update a little bit. I'll work on my Eric Reed a little bit, and we'll have some fun.
Then again, we didn't know if this game was going to be close or not because when we started the Zoom, they were down, you know, 18 points.
I mean,
so, you know.
Kyle Lowry's eye. My eyes look worse than that just wearing contacts for like 2 hours. My eyes get more irritated. There's nothing wrong with his eye.
See, Billy? And like what percentage of our listeners do you think are watching this Heat game right now? A good like 13%?
Zero.
Like 13%. So 13% of the people that are listening to this are going to have a really good idea of what you're talking
about.
What percentage of the listeners do you think while they're listening to this are also watching the Heat game? Zero.
Less than zero. I meant like what percentage of the people that will listen to this will have had watched this Heat game and know what you're talking about, like with the Kyle Lowry eye thing. Because it's gonna nail for those people. Yeah. For that percentage of people, they're going to be like, I saw that. I know exactly what Billy's talking about. The rest of the people are just going to be like, huh, something happened to Kyle Lowry's eye.
I think we talked about this already, but the plexiglass companies are like banking.
They're crushing
this thing. It's insane.
Maybe we should have invited Lorenzo into this because I just got a random text from Lorenzo saying, I bleeping love the Jerry Crowder pickup.
Invite him in.
Invite him in, yeah.
Invite
let's
him
talk
in.
To him.
Let's see what he thinks. He's going
to
tell you he's busy. That's always his thing, is that he's doing a bunch of different things, and he's like giving you his thoughts on absolutely everything. You're like, why don't you come share some of those thoughts? Like, oh, I can't right now. I have to. His excuse is always, I have to edit HQ. Oh, I'm working on HQ right now. I'm working on HQ. It's like, dude, you're not working on HQ 20 hours a day. Like, honestly, I'm talking to like the actual people that produce like the higher up stuff in HQ, and like they're nowhere near as busy as Lorenzo, who somehow seems to be the only one that has like all these HQ responsibilities he's given himself. All right, the Heat are now down by 6 in my game.
Oh man, yeah. We have the same game. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
this is a roller coaster. This game. This is exciting. And
I'm
Greg is
by looking at an updated box.
Greg is watching it like he's.
Do the Raptors have messages on their backs in French?
I saw that. I think that's Ibaka has something in French, and I was trying to read it, and it looks like respect, but I saw the Z at the end, and I was like, is he trying to do – like, what is he trying to say? And then I realized it was in a different language.
Guys, guess what? Lorenzo wants to come in.
All
right.
Lorenzo.
That's a good one.
He has no idea what he's walking into right now.
That's a good one. Lorenzo.
What's
yes.
up? What's up,
buddy?
Everybody?
Welcome. We are doing the local hour right now. We are reacting to the Heat game live. You were just texting me about it, how much you bleeping love the Jay Crowder pickup. So we were
yes.
like, if I'm getting that text, like we got to bring him in.
Down by 17. They're coming back. The third quarter. Can we say third on the local hour?
Sure.
Yes.
The third quarter, we overcame it. I think we left it behind back in Miami, hopefully. I'm really excited about this. Their chances in the bubble.
Serge Ibaka.
Are we still in the bubble?
Okay.
Yes.
Serge Ibaka's message on the back of his jersey is translated to mean respect us. So,
And what is it exactly? Like in French, like what's the actual phrase?
Respectez biso. I don't know how to say that in French.
I feel like Lorenzo knows a little bit of French. Lorenzo?
Oui.
Nailed it.
Bonjour.
Do you think
comment allez-vous?
Do you think that it was really
voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
There you go.
C'est soir.
Do you think that it was really necessary to have everybody's last names put on the jersey? Like, they seem to have gone to great lengths just to prevent Jimmy Butler from not having his last name on the jersey. Like, so now everyone needs their name on the jersey,
The first game, just their social issue things were on there, and their names weren't. Like, I'm trying to think why they would have, like, jumped into action, like, add the names.
They all have numbers, so you can kind of tell who's who because they all have numbers. I mean, I'd understand if there were no numbers. That'd be a little difficult.
But I think maybe the common fan maybe doesn't know every jersey number, you know? Like, we're not all Anthony Calateudes, okay, that know all the jerseys.
I don't know the jersey numbers.
Why are sports obsessed with numbers to begin with, you know? Like if I'm an athlete, why can't I have an exclamation point?
Mm-hmm.
Or an
wow.
Ooh, an emoji.
That's powerful.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give a shout out to all my ESPN brethren up in Bristol cutting highlights of these games. As a former production assistant up there, the most dreaded day on the PA calendar, Jackie Robinson Day. Because you really needed to know who was who that day.
So, Greg, it's Tuesday, as we've mentioned, and the Marlins are going to return to the field today.
How about that?
What's going on with the Marlins? What have you learned?
At Baltimore, they we were talking about this on the Greg Cody Show podcast as well, because we were discussing the 18-hour bus ride from hell where somebody is bringing a bus full of infected Marlins from from Philadelphia to Baltimore or whatever it was.
Miami.
Or did they go? They went home, right?
The sick players went home.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I was going to ask you how that worked, but you seem confused by it. Yeah, so let a follow up is necessary.
All he was worried about there was getting the plug in for his podcast. He just was like, "I said the Greg Cody Show, so I don't need to worry about anything else."
Yeah, and then what I said made no sense, and drove people away from the podcast. But that's okay.
Well, did you say it better on the podcast, or was that about the thing?
Yeah, we did, actually. We did. But what kind of a team are they going to be able to field? I'm interested to see the lineup they put out there because it could be pretty hectic.
I'm interested for a number of reasons, one of which is because for whatever reason, you don't know who tested positive, right? That information hasn't been disclosed.
Well, 5 or 6 of the names have come out.
Yeah, but when there's 18 or 16 players or whatever it is, like, you don't know who they are, so we're going to find out on Tuesday when we see who's been replaced on the team, right? And when they all eventually put everybody on the 10-day, coronavirus disabled list. So we're going to find out. What's going to be interesting, I think, with that is because of the fact that they had a week off, you could be having people get cleared because I think you need to have 2 negative tests and 72 hours, right, of no symptoms and then 2 negative tests. So you can have people midweek next week, theoretically, right? If the symptoms pass and they get the negative test, returning to the team because they've already had a week off. So you're talking about maybe 8 to 10 games where this actually affects the team. And they signed a ton of people because they lost so many players. What are they going to do with all those players? Are they just going to end up designating the exact same players that they just brought up? Because that sucks for them, where they just got traded to the team or they just signed as free agents and they're basically just here to fill in for like a week and a half until the actual team gets back.
Yeah, I don't know what the rule is on that, but baseball needs to bend its roster limits or whatever, because this is such an extraordinary situation, right?
I mean, we're excited. We're going to see Monte Harrison, right? He's going to make his MLB debut tonight.
I'm excited about that.
Well, the thing about him is that he had some buzz in the in spring training and then in the summer camp that they had, but they sent him down, I think, to the 60-man roster. They sent him down to Jupiter because they didn't think he was going to get enough at-bats, right? So it didn't seem like he was going to play any meaningful time here, but now he's going to be brought up, and he could, you think, if he plays well, maybe win a spot once the regulars come back.
I love the idea that this is going to hurry the call-ups for a lot of guys, we're going to get to see.
But you like that just for selfish reasons, though. That could end up being a harmful thing for the team as a whole.
Well, but they get their shot. I mean, you call up somebody who's a top prospect and he goes 1 for 17 and you send him back down with his tail between his legs. But, you know, what if he's the guy who's an instant phenom and you wouldn't have known it otherwise?
Landline in it.
Is Greg the only person on the Zoom that has a landline?
Of course.
Actually, I do.
No, Lorenzo, you're an old soul. You probably have.
No, we actually have a landline, but we don't have an actual phone connected to it. It was just a cheaper three-play option.
I imagine, Lorenzo, you have like the most chipper, upbeat voicemail, like voice recording. Like, what is it? What's it sound like when people call you?
Well, contraire mon ami, I don't have a voicemail, actually.
More French.
I'm one of those, like, just...
What's your phone number? What's your home phone number?
Klondike 555.
I could picture you having like a jingle, like a whole
you singing a song.
Two-piece ahoy hoy. Yeah.
You like, definitely are the type that had like a, you sang at one point your voice.
Recorded a
thank you for calling me today.
There's no chance that Lorenzo, 196 in my version of the game that I'm watching right now by the Heat, they're losing to the Raptors with 3:22 left in the game. There's no chance, Lorenzo, that when you controlled your own voicemail that you just had like your name or you just stated
the automated
your name.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was pretty, it was pretty boilerplate. What I did do was I was the hotline chair of my fraternity.
What does that mean?
I was tasked with.
You were in a leaving. Frat.
I was. Sigma from you, baby. Sammy, what's up? FIU, stand up. Tell data chapter. I was the hotline chair, so I had to leave a message every day informing everyone what's going on.
Wait, so you did morning announcements?
Yes. Yes, I had a little trivia that I would sprinkle in sometimes.
Was that part of the gig, or you created that?
No, there was a hotline chair. It was for a long time standing. Every hotline chair does their own thing. So I would do the song at the beginning.
It was a Friday.
Goodness.
wait. Do it right after the break. Coming up next, we will have the final 2 minutes of this game and Lorenzo doing what he was just going to do.
Should I get a generic radio-friendly,
royalty-friendly song? No. Every time you're on a podcast, you don't need to introduce your own music.
But you want me to do my hotline?
No, not necessary.
There is a minute 35 left in the Heat game. The Heat are down by 4 to the Raptors.
Kyle Lowry's eye is perfectly fine.
2 minutos.
You guys are
at a minute?
Kyle Lowry's eye.
I'm still on the 2 minute mark.
Lorenzo,
minute 35.
So 100 to 96
you
on
realize
my
that that's how stream. Like that, like you don't have to stop everything that's going on. Like that's how it's going to work sometimes with TVs. Like
nobody knows, nor cares what portion of the game edge one of us is by.
Currently, have Nick Nurse complaining to the refs.
Great, please
okay,
stop.
Please, Lorenzo,
on that.
Please stop. Just go. Right,
don't tell me the result. I want to see you have some points.
Lorenzo, we're doing a podcast where we react to the end of the game.
You texted me, or
you can get
sent
off
me a link in the middle of watching my game.
You can get off if you'd like, but like we're going to react to the game, and we're like, I'm sorry.
Lorenzo, it's fine. Let's go back to your morning announcement.
Yes, seriously.
So how did this
hotline chair message.
Okay, how did this work? It, like, you recorded it, and it auto-dialed everybody in the frat? And
Sorry. Three, Lorenzo, big three. Jay Crowder, big three.
He just hit a big three, so now we're down by 3 with a minute 10 left.
I thought you guys were making that up just to troll him. Like you're just celebrating in unison.
No. Hold on, let me get my air creator. We're going to get back to Lorenzo. I want to do this. All right. The Raptors got the ball. Van Fleet has it at the top of the key. 5 seconds left on the shot clock. And he drives in, and he seems to offensive foul.
Yeah. It wasn't great. I was watching it in real time, and Chris wasn't great at it.
No, come on. Sometimes like that move, when it doesn't look like a charge, that's why you got to Dick Bavetta it. You got to start running down the court and pointing the opposite direction. Sometimes if you just give me the punch, then I don't know if that's
a – Wow, big three.
Not another one, the same one.
Same one.
Just back in time.
Yeah, Billy's
further back in time.
Oh, right. Here's the Jay Crowder three.
All right, the Heat are down by 3, 45 seconds left. Goran has it at the top of the key. He drives. He gets fouled. And one, baby. Let's go. All right.
It's a tie game?
No. They're down by three. So they're down by one now, and he will go to the line to try to tie it up. 41 seconds left. I feel like I'm doing okay. Huh?
You know? So, Lorenzo, walk us through how
this would go. A minute left in the game.
Walk us through how this would go, Lorenzo.
What's going on, brothers? All right, here we go.
Here's a better question. How many times record this every day?
Yeah. I got into a nice little groove, but I would have to do about three or four takes. Sometimes one take. Jay-Z. It was straight through.
Is Jay-Z known for one take?
And every time when Jay-Z would
Jay-Z
send
just steps in the booth, one take.
To his frat brothers, one take every
Jay.
Time.
That's what they called him.
No, but basically it was a phone number. People would call in, and you would give them what's going on. Like, hey, there's a Five Seagulls throwing a party, a mixer tonight with us, so we got to get ready at 8 o'clock. We'll be at this address.
But what's that voice? You use that voice?
Well, I wasn't as smart.
So just do normally.
Come on.
Oh, Goran missed it.
I didn't tell you that? Yeah.
No.
Sorry.
Keep down by one.
I was listening to Lorenzo. Sorry.
40.3 seconds left in the game. They're going to a timeout. All right, so Zoe.
Basically, I would call into this number, and it was like a voicemail that I would record and leave the message for the day. So it would be like, hello, brothers of the Sigma Alpha Mu fraternity. It's your boy, Zoe, and welcome to the Sammy Hotline. Today, we got a meeting today at 8 o'clock in GC. But before that, you know what we're doing. 2-for-1 happy hour at Gracie's Grill.
Why did you have to do this?
What's going on campus? You wanted to let.
Did you volunteer?
You basically,
for this?
I feel like you created that task. Like that never existed.
I'm
with you.
Shout out to John Cabarga, Prior John, who actually had.
What
had
is this? Why do you just keep giving shout outs to people? What, like, is this a power love hour? What are you doing?
These are the people that made me, Billy. Asked about the hotline chair.
I don't think that
names of important people that put me in this position, my prior.
I don't think the people that made you want the credit for being the people that made you.
I was merely Lorne before I got to FIU. And then prior, Lewis actually was the one that said, you know what? They're lying to me.
Who's Lewis?
Lewis was the prior at the time of the chapter. And I mentioned how I wanted to change my name to Lorenzo. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to W Lorenzo. You're Zoe.
All right. 40 seconds left in the game. The Heat are down by one. The Raptors have it. They just threw it behind half court to really waste some time. Kyle Lowry has it at the top of the key. He drives, and he tries to flip it in, and he misses a layup. All right. The Heat have the ball. He missed. The Heat have the ball.
How much time?
They've yet to inbound in my
26 seconds.
Yeah, go ahead, Tony. You do this one. Oh, no. They just called a timeout. Yeah, Tony, you do the next one. I don't need to do it.
Okay. All right. they just called a timeout, so we've got and by the way, I had to go really quick during the break, a little bit of filler. I upgraded Billy from the queen to the king mattress.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
And?
Yes. Big deal.
It's a whole new world.
Gotta be a
Wait,
king.
You're mattress shopping?
I was. So I had a queen mattress because the thing is, we thought the bed frame in our apartment wasn't gonna fit a king. Boy, were we wrong. We had a lot of space. So we upgraded to the king, but the problem is they don't let you keep the queen mattress, so I had to return said queen mattress. So the guy just texted me that he was outside, and I feel bad. He's outside struggling with the mattress right now. And I told him, look, I'm busy. I'm doing something. Like, I can't help you. So he's like, okay. Not only was the game on, but obviously I'm doing a podcast. So he was very flustered. I think he's outside. He's very flustered because the hallway is the same exact size as the queen mattress. So he doesn't really know how to get it out.
Wait, this is one
hallway.
Gentleman, one man,
one guy. And the mattress is like 100 pounds. It's really
heavy.
Yeah, it's tough to
anyways.
All right, set the table here, Tom.
We're back. All right.
Do you have the king already?
Oh, the king! I'll show it to you guys after.
And
after,
are you going to foam memory?
All right, just a bit. Wait, we gotta do this.
All right, we're they just passed it in. Dribbling up the top of the key.
I'm looking at
back screen. Ooh.
All right, for the people.
Okay.
The Heat are down by 1 point. There's 17 seconds left. It seems like there's something just happened that it's going to be the Heat's ball out of bounds. Let me make sure here. Let's see who touched it. Yep, Kyle Lowry touched that. I'm going to make that a ruling that he touched that. It seems like they're reviewing an out-of-bounds play between Jimmy Butler and Kyle Lowry, but Chris is reporting that it is going to be the Heat's ball.
Yes.
I have a question. It was Thunder up next.
What's up, Billy?
So the guys, they have the guys that clean the court, that dry the floor, right?
Uh-huh.
Are they the same ones that do most of the games? Everyone couldn't have brought their own people, right? And why? Like,
are those guys, are those like teenagers, like stuck?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking, because that's a job that someone has in there, and they had to go through, I'm assuming, the protocol that everyone else has to go through, especially if they're that close to the players, right? So how many days are those guys getting tested, and what is their bubble experience like, Greg Cody?
Well, what a world's most awful job.
No.
Literally wiping up sweat in the middle of a pandemic. Yeah. I mean, what could be worse?
I mean, I guess that's true.
And 3 months away from your family to be doing that. Like, that seems like one of
But if you're a teenager, though, I can imagine getting that offer and being like, I'm 18. Like, I'll go live in the bubble with the NBA players and get this cool job.
Absolutely.
You know, just so you know, Zoe, when they announced this bubble was happening at Disney World, legitimately reached out to me and goes, we need to try to find a way, me and you, to get in that bubble and cover it for the show. I go, Zoe, you have got to be kidding me. You know.
It's never going to happen, but it's not a bad idea.
I know, Lorenzo, but the idea.
You just have a kid?
I imagined us.
That's
like,
what I said, too.
Worldwide sports complex, just like with a microphone. Hey, Jay Crowder.
I go, Zoe, you're about to have a kid, or you just had a kid. You're not going to be away from your family for 3 months.
This was about 3 months out from the big D-Day.
Guys, he's still struggling with the mattress. I hear it outside.
This is a long official review.
You can't help him.
No, I can't.
Does he have his PPE?
He does, but it's not great. It's not great. It's not a great mask.
You think when you told him, I can't help you, I'm doing a podcast, he heard that as a valid excuse? Or was that, how do you think he heard that?
What's wrong with your voice?
Everyone's got a podcast.
Yeah, I think he heard it a little snooty, probably, especially because I was in a rush. Probably wasn't a great look for me.
Did they rule what happened on this play? Because it looks like it was off the Heat.
Yeah, it looks like it was Chris's. Chris's report was wrong.
Off Jimmy Butler. I'm seeing it right now. They're just playing now.
All right, the Raptors have it. They just fouled. Okay, so now there's 15 seconds left, and the Raptors are going to the free throw line.
You're playing the foul game here, just to give you a little insight. You're playing the foul game here, hoping he misses one. You maybe come back and hit a quick bucket. If not, if he hits both, you're trying to not win it. Obviously, you can't, but at least try to get yourself the best open look possible.
Each team has one timeout. They're both on the bonus. I don't know if that adds anything. Just
felt timeouts are big. Timeouts
telling
are big.
Everything on my screen right now.
All right. And Marc Gasol is still in the league, and he is at the free throw line, and he is thinking about it, and he shoots. Oh, and we got a miss, boys. All right.
Ooh.
How about
that?
Wow. All right.
Virtual fans.
So now looking like we're going to be, worst-case scenario, down by two for the final possession here.
How nervous are those digital fans right now?
I know. Well, they're real fans. They're just, you know, digitally there, but yeah. He missed it, and we called a timeout. So the Heat are down two, 15 seconds left, and we'll be back shortly.
Well, no, he
made it.
To make one, yeah, if they were down one.
Right. Yeah, well, I said he made it, and I said now they're down.
Another two. False report by Chris Cody.
Yeah, another false report.
Put it together, Chris.
This is actually harder, the play-by-play.
How would you fare on Jackie Robinson Day?
Oh, here we go again.
Not great. Not great, if you ask me.
Greg, are you writing a column on this game?
I wrote a column earlier today, and I'm just sort of updating it after the game. So I'm gonna have to ditch Zoom in a couple of minutes.
What do you think about the ability to be able to edit a column? Because, like, you know, you used to be a man. You're a man who grew up in a day where you'd send it in, it would go out to the paper to never be messed with again, and now you update columns.
Yeah, it's wonderful, because if I make a mistake that isn't caught by the editor, it doesn't live in eternity. I can just go right back in, make the change, republish it, and it's the change appears online in about a minute.
How long ago did the Herald stop using typewriters? Like, I was correction tape.
I had a typewriter question also.
I asked this because I was watching The Wire. I've been binging The Wire, Anthony.
I got to get back. Yeah, I got to get back.
And I'm watching these guys write
Lorenzo,
their
please,
police reports,
sorry.
And they're
Lorenzo,
using correction
Lorenzo,
tape.
Lorenzo, wait, I'm sorry. I want to talk typewriters, but he's inbounding it. The Heat are down by two. Kelly Olynyk inbounding to Jay Crowder.
Oh, Kelly, what are you doing?
Now he throws it down low to Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's got it. He threw a questionable pass. Questionable pass. Turnover. Not a great pass by Jimmy Butler. Turnover. Now they foul.
What
so there's
that?
6 seconds left, and the Raptors are going to the free throw line.
Oh, the game's over.
No?
Yeah.
Back to typewriter.
Timeouts?
Wait, we can go back to the typewriter. I'm just saying. We just need him to make.
They're playing the foul game now. Yeah, they're going to
hit a three for tie.
it was a bad pass from the onset just because they were so close and Jimmy went to a bounce pass. Like, going into the paint like that is not great.
Yeah. Anyways, back to typewriters.
So the Wire was what, early 2000s? What's now called the aughts. I hate that. They're using correction tape and whiteout. And I'm like, wait a minute, this is early 2000s. I would think by now we'd have electronic typewriters, but that's Baltimore Police Department. I don't know about the Miami Herald.
Do they still make whiteout? I don't even know because I don't think you'd need it anymore. Yeah, I think typewriters left the industry probably in the late 60s, which is even before my time.
Really?
Greg, the best thing, they still are, Bic is still in the whiteout business, but the best whiteout invention, the whiteout pen.
Oh, wow.
That's a game changer.
That's nice, yeah. Tide makes a Tide detergent pen as well, which strikes me as sort of weird, but go for it.
Have you ever used it?
I have not, no. It interests me, though, the concept of it.
It works pretty well. I got one at my desk back in D.C.
The heat lost.
No.
Oh,
whoa, come on, man.
I got Siakam shooting free throws now.
You want to bet? I'll bet you that they lose.
Ooh, take that bet, Zo. Check the odds.
No.
Why? What odds do you give me on that, Chris?
I'll give you pretty good odds. I'll give you like 1,000,000 to 1.
Wow.
Wow.
I'll put $1 on that.
So I want to put $1 on it. So I want to bet $3. So you owe me $3, though, if the Heat lose.
No.
And I'll give you $3 million if the Heat wins.
That's good.
Betting man.
When are you going to get $3 million?
Paul Dragic?
And I won the bet.
Oh, Dragic.
I love that Greg now is going to go update his column about a game that he didn't watch.
Greg.
I watched some of it. I can't, you know, electrical storm. What can I do?
Well, he also got your play-by-play, so he knew pretty much what was going on.
Oh, yeah. Right. Thanks, by the way, for that that hurricane that's coming my way.
Greg, when did you ever have a typewriter? Do you currently have a typewriter? It just seems like something that you might be interested in having. Like,
yeah, I have had a typewriter, and I wish I still had it because it was like the battleship of typewriters. It was a Royal typewriter, brand name Royal, and it was like battleship gray. And it was a big, sturdy thing. And it literally, I'm not exaggerating, it had to weigh 70 pounds. And I wish I still had that thing. I don't know whatever happened to it.
Greg, have you seen that Tom Hanks, big-time typewriter collector?
No.
Yes. Really?
That surprises and delights me. Christopher, get him on my podcast. I want to talk to Hanks about his typewriter collection.
I saw recently he moved. He's not even in the States anymore.
No, I believe he got Greek citizenship because I think him and his wife were living part-time in Greece anyways, and because of work they had been doing, they were granted Greek citizenship. But I don't think that they moved. I think they just got like Greek passports. He also was in the news because he gave away a typewriter to a child named Corona who wrote him a letter, and I believe that it was actually a typewriter. It may have been named Corona. I'm not sure, but he gave a typewriter to someone named Corona so they can be pen pals because this kid was getting bullied because of the coronavirus.
Wow.
Greg, he's got over 250 typewriters in his collection, and that 90% of them are still in working order.
That's very impressive. I love Tom Hanks for that. Not so much for his acting, but for that. Mm. Wow. No, I'm just kidding. I love his acting too. Hey, I got to run.
No,
ciao.
Wait. First, yeah. Wait, Greg. First, I want you to name 3 Tom Hanks movies.
Ooh.
Bachelor Party.
We do this bit.
Not Lorenzo, Greg.
We do this bit on the Greg Cody Show often where we make fun of how little Greg knows about movies. So, Greg,
okay, obviously the you know, Stranded on a Desert Island movie.
The volleyball. Mm-hmm. That's the one. What's it called?
That's it. Now we're good.
The one where he's survives an airplane crash or something like that.
What's Survivor.
Philadelphia.
Lost. Okay. Uh-huh. There we go. Academy Award winning role.
He only has one so far. He does not have 2.
No, he's got 2. He's
no.
It feels like I've gotten 3 so far. So.
Lieutenant Dan.
All right. Name 3 brands of typewriters, Greg.
Ooh.
Oh, Royal.
Mm-hmm.
You want to check it? Fact checking these?
I don't know.
Oh, it would have been such a funny thing if you were able to name.
That's what I was hoping.
I know, but I, you know, I was a royal man, so
you're just
brand loyal.
All right,
royal. Nice.
Oliver Typewriter Company.
I feel like we've warmed. I feel like
IBM.
We've outwarmed our welcome here. I feel like we can end the local hour.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. We'll talk to you in the national show.
All right, we'll see
you. Bye, Greg.
Happy Tuesday.